Kutumen on Tere Dejun Beis, Benel Sukriya Shafas, Benel Sadikim, and as unity among Sadikim in a Stoka Masekas. Then the Stoka, the giving of Stoka, does not do the person any harm. Kiapia Tevigas and Karin, the Nature Shinaisam, the Stoka, Nechsa, Mite, Mashinosam. So, Mel, whatever he gives, he lacks at that moment. Hawaii, they have Achta, Shabain, Sadikim, Yuchalit, and Stoka, they have a cloud. Through the unity of Sadikim, he can give Stoka, and he wouldn't be lacking anything. From the unity of person, he can have Mesidas Nefesh be emis. He can actually be Mesid his Nefesh, his life. Still, he shouldn't do him any harm. He should remain alive. He have the Mechina Mesidas Nefesh be emis, still remain alive completely through the Yiskos of the Aptus Ben HaSadikim. Baruch Hashem. Lack of sleep means to lessen the amount of sleep. That brings down the taiva of niyuf. It lowers the amount of taiva that a person has for niyuf. Because there is a fire, a heat within a person from the moment that he is born. From this fire that burns within the person, the fires of all the fiery desires of all these taivas. And also the food and drink that are placed into the body. This fire, this natural fire in the person, destroys and burns all the food. Through sleeping less, so this natural fire in the person becomes weakened, doesn't have any power to burn. So the taiva taniyah also is lessened. But there is one fault, that the lack of sleep does harm to the moyach. So too much sleep. When a person forces him to sleep a lot, this also weakens and lessens the fire within the person's body. This also does harm to the moyach. When a person sleeps in the correct amount, then the Tavis of Meshagel is in its full strength. Because the fire didn't become any weaker. All this we heard in the Sichus of the Menazel, didn't explain the Kavona in this saying. Ach, Kefima Sheyevati Mesichose. Nosson also says, according to what I understood from his words, The kavona here was she'im mayel shum etzel amayit tavas niyuf ayideizet achpula. No plan can help, no trick can help to lessen the taiva of niyuf. Ki mazik lahamayach, because any plan used will do only harm to the mayach. Ki hoya efshe lahach desha taiva ayideimiyit shena ayidibu shena. It was impossible to weaken the taiva through either too little sleep or too much sleep. I was shnei mazik lahamayach, but the wrong is, the harm is that both of them damage the mayach. Okay, and therefore, ein chachma vi ein etzah kenegas. There's no chachma, there's no plan against this, against the taivas niyuf. Exactly, he is chazikli, he is gibur lichbashis yisrei. Only to strengthen himself to be a gibur, to overpower his yisahara, by Hashem yazala l'salak a taivas es me'itai. And by striving very hard to do battle against the yisahara, and to overpower it, Hashem will then help him to get rid of this taiva completely by itself. Baruch Hashem. The eyes
are very high inyan. The eyes have a heavenly power. And they continually see things that are very high and meditative. If a person was zechet to have eyes that are kosher, that are pure, hoya yedeya devorim gedolim. He would know things that are very high and heavenly only through what his eyes see. Because they continually see. Trouble is that he doesn't know what he sees. For example, when they bring a thing past the eyes of a person at a very fast rate of speed, a person doesn't know what he saw. Even though at the moment they brought the thing past his eyes, he surely saw it completely. The perfect sight, he saw what it was. Still, he doesn't know what he saw. Because though his eyes saw the thing completely, because of the speed that it went past his eyes, There was no time for the sight to bring this form, picture what he saw to the mind, to know what he saw. Because to know what he saw depends upon the das. This requires some time. And the thing that is being seen should remain in front of the eyes for a moment. That the power of sight should bring, should deliver that which is seen before the mind to know what is being seen. Known as das, what he saw. Because of the speed he saw only with the power of sight alone. There was no time for the sight to bring this to the das. So too, the eyes continually see things that are very high. Means heavenly visions. This is not bring a thing past a person's sight at a very great rate of speed. Therefore he doesn't know what he saw. The Hovein person should try and understand how holy is the power of sight, and if he is metayed, his eyes, if he has zechut of eyes and a kosher, imagine what things he can see, because these things are being seen continually. They're always in front of his eyes. If he has an aim that a kosher, he will see things that are gedolim and nadoim and yenim gevayim yod. Baruch Hashem. Putei Maran Teiro Reish Nun Hei. Ben Adal says, Kishehodom hu mami biyat tzadik b'li shem das, when a person has emun on the tzadik, but he has no das, no understanding of the tzadik at all, ef shaloi lipo mihamuna, then it is possible he should fall from the emunah. Ki mihamuna levad ef shalipo, because emunah alone is possible to fall. But if he has some das too, that within his mind he understands. He doesn't understand the tzaddik, he understands that the tzaddik is great. Then he cannot fall. When there's a combination of emunah and das too, then the emunah is solid in such form where it cannot fall anymore. Therefore, a person should be zechut to emunah with das together, and then he remains solid, firm. Baruch Hashem. Benedal says, Shem Ato Mesugal Al Hayam Liachnia Hagalam. Shem Ato Aleph Tav Hei is Mesugal on the Yam to stop, to weaken the waves from doing any damage to a boat. Yasoid, Soid of this Shem is found in the Pasuk in Tehillim. Soy Galov Ato Seshabchem. Soy Galov. When the waves rise up high, Ator is a Shabchem, you lower them. Ator, Shem Aleph Tav Hei, is the power that lowers these waves. The Chayim Aran is brought, as Rav Shimon Zal said, he said, the Kavona meant here is, you write down on five klafim, five pieces of paper, the words Verav Chesed. Five papers. Verav Chesed, Begimatria, Reish Pei, 280. Five times 280. Gematria Aleph Tuf. Aleph is 1,000. Tuf is 400. Five times 280. Gematria 1,400. 1,400. Plus the five, the number five itself, five slips of paper. Together, that's a tuf. So a person writes down those five words five times at Avchesed on five slips of paper, and he throws them right into the waves as the waves are rising up against him. This will be Machmiya, the waves. According to the Rizal, this means too that the gevuras, the dinim, the waves, of course, are dinim that come against the person. So in the dinim, there are hay dinim, the osius mendun tzadik peichov, sefer tevis. Those are known by Yidua as the five chamisha dinim. Osius mendun tzadik peichov and the chamisha dinim. Those five osius too are begimati reish pei. So a mele. Five against those five dinim, you have five times the Rav Chesed. The Chesed is Machmiya, Chesed is Mamtik, these five dinim. That way, the Galim Anechna, the waves are lowered, the person is saved from these Galim. That's the Seid Machmiya Galim, is a Shem Ator, Shem Aleph Tov Hei, Baruch Hashem. Kutei Maran Teredeshun Zayin. The work that comes into the vineyard of his friend.
Yechalto kenafshecha sovecha. You should eat to his fill. Yel kenyecha leisite. You should not put any into his pocket. To take away from that. Sheinicho al pi meisa. This man is a brother, said, point to the meisa. Sheinicho lo imoi tzavo. His mother, left to be in Zala Tzavo. Shemi she'ina yochel is save loy, loy an yichena liye sets loy. Any person we cannot stand, he shouldn't leave and be close to him. Im lav yistarech li ezer mehar chaykem ala kev mitzlay. If he won't listen to this, if he'll leave and be next to him, he'll have to have help from those who are distant against those who are close to him. It's by Magnach. Benel says, ki kisho echo yese mitzorchoy, ze hama achol mazik loy. A person eats more than is necessary for his substance, then this ma'achol harms him. More than his necessity, food that he requires, to do harm to him. It's called maisris, additional amount, superfluous amount, that's mazik. Kol dova sheyesh lo shodesh, sheyesh lo chiyas mimenu. Everything called yesh lo shodesh, every item has a shodesh, an origin, where it derives its chiyas, its life. Again, for example, hasamim, the medicines, yesh lehem chiyus mima she'odom lekeches omerfuah. Aside from the fact that the person derives from them the benefit of the medicine, the medicine themselves, their chiyus is in the fact that a person takes them for a medicine. V'chein ha'ma'acholam, yesh lehem chiyus mizeh she'odom echel oisom mekabel chiyus mehem. Ma'acholam themselves, their existence means that they live. There is life in them. If they didn't have life, they wouldn't exist. What gives the chiyas to the ma'acholim? Chiyas to ma'acholim is the fact that the person eats them and he derives chiyas from them. Mizeh yesh chiyas la'ma'acholim. This, there is chiyas to the ma'acholim. The food derives a chiyas. It's a pleasure, it's an important factor in their existence in that the person eats them. Aval kisha'echol yesu mitzachay. But if a person eats more than he needs, ein lozeh ha'ma'achol mila kabo chiyas. So there's no one from where this ma'achol can receive chiyas. Since the person doesn't need the ma'achol, so the ma'achol cannot derive chiyas in the person. Because when could the ma'achol derive chiyas in the person? Only when the person could use the ma'achol. But in this case, the person cannot use the ma'achol anymore, it's too much for him. So the ma'achol cannot derive chiyas in the person anymore. So though they put a person inside a box, a closed box, he surely can't receive any chiyas from there because there's no oxygen, there's no air to breathe. Now since this ma'achol is locked into the person where the person cannot use it, so the ma'achol now seeks a place to receive chiyas, to be able to keep itself alive. Therefore, since the ma'achol cannot get the chiyas, the fact that the person eats the ma'achol, so the ma'achol now draws upon the actual chiyas, the etzem chiyas of the person. Therefore, these ma'aseh, these superfluous amount of food, do harm to the person because it draws away the person's chiyas. That's why a person gets sick from this. Therefore, even the other ma'achol, the other foods too that which he had eaten before when he was hungry, these are mitzadif now, they are combined also to do harm to him. You should eat exactly what is necessary for your life to keep yourself alive. That means for your estachus, lo yeser and no more. Don't put it in your pocket. Meaning, you shouldn't eat more than you need. It's like putting it into a keli where you cannot derive an echias. Since he doesn't require any more. It's like putting to a clean where it can't derive an echias, so male this has to draw echias in the person itself. The person should eat exactly as much as he needs and no more. Baruch Hashem. But they might not tell you the Asian Ches. Ben El says, Kashi Yesh Machlekes Al Hodom. Where does the Machlekes against the person? Yechel Li Hatta Is Oysi Vilele Hashem Yis Borach. Ula Ha Pilo Yimad Ve Yosei Chas Hashem. So this Machlekes, they can turn him off the Derech HaYoshef Mashem to make him fall off his Madvege Chas Hashem. This is what the Melch was praised himself for. He said, "Rabim reitfai mitzoroi, I have many enemies who pursue me, who are chelik against me. Mebesecha lenetisi. Still, sh'af shohoye olav. Like I said, Rabim, and kolzer lenotem derech Hashem Yisborach. Despite that, I still didn't turn away from Hashem. Ordinarily, it would cause a person to fall as madrege and turn away from Hashem. But the And I'll say that even though I had enemies in Chalkim, I still remained close to Hashem. I didn't turn off. Baruch Hashem.
Kutei Maran Teiro Reish Nun Tes. And I'll say, Kish Odom is Beidid Mefarish. Sichosoi Vitzare Lefnei Shem Yisborach. When a person does his Beidus, and he speaks out his sad, his suffering, his pain before Hashem,
and he does vidu, and he regrets, he does tshuva for the great begamon that he caused. The Shechina opposite him also speaks before in Kavayachal, it speaks out its equivalent suffering, and it consoles him. He called begam or begam shepogam, and nishmosoi begam eslagam ken Kavayachal, because every begam that he did in his neshama, is also kaviyach lebegam in the shechina. As the mechinas es Hashem he'emato, v'Hashem he'emilcha hayoyim. What you say to Hashem, in return Hashem says back to you too, to show that there is also that begam kaviyach le shechina, in order to console you. Even in Hachem esay say the shechina consoles the person, should the vakish tachbulos, the sacking kol habegam. That it's possible you should be able to be sake, you should seek etzus, plans, ways to be sake and all the begam. That is possible. That will be a ticket for the neshama and also a ticket for the shechina, kaviyachol, for Hashem.